What is going on with Chick-fil-A? Well, we're going to talk about this right now with Dr. Michael Brown, who's written a very thoughtful column. All of his columns are great, but this one is called An Open Letter to Chick-fil-A. Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Dr. Brown, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it, especially on last-minute notice.
Always good to be with you.
Okay, for those who've been in a cave the last few days, what's going on with Chick-fil-A?
Well, Chick-fil-A made an announcement that their new initiatives in giving are going to focus on education and hunger and homelessness. And in the midst of this, it is discovered that they won't be giving to Salvation Army and they won't be giving to Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And according to the president and COO, he explained that there are a lot of reports about Chick-fil-A, and as they're going into new areas, they want people to know who they really are. In other words, they want to avoid the constant protests that they've had on campuses, airports, cities, overseas, when they open new franchises because they're allegedly anti-gay. Because years ago, Dan Cathy, who was then the COO of Chick-fil-A, made a comment on a radio interview that marriage was the union of a man and a woman, and that Chick-fil-A has regularly given to Christian organizations. And these Christian organizations simply hold to biblical values when it comes to the meaning of marriage, and say homosexual practice is wrong. So they've been falsely branded bigots. They've been falsely branded anti-gay. And they basically caved in to the bullies. I mean, it's remarkable. It's sad. It's pathetic to see. But that's what's happened.
Salvation Army, if they said, okay, we will help these victims of this hurricane, but if you're gay, we're going to withhold that help. They never do anything even remotely like that, yet they get labeled as anti-gay. Why? Because they won't have gay leadership or whatever in their group because they believe that marriage is between one man and one woman? Why? Who could possibly label Salvation Army as anti-gay? I know they do, but who does that?
Right. They've actually been a little bit weak on the issue. They haven't even been totally forthright in terms of homosexual issues. And they treat everyone the same. They care for everyone the same. And you say, no, but Chick-fil-A was just making a shift in giving. Well, Salvation Army actually issued a statement expressing their disappointment, saying, if you're focusing on homelessness, on hunger and education, that's what we do. We're the best in the world at that. Why did you stop giving us money? And look, I've said for many years that the unspoken mantra of gay activists is, we will intimidate and we will manipulate until you capitulate. And what Chick-fil-A is now learning the hard way is that appeasement doesn't work, because gay activist organizations like GLAAD are saying, okay, a step in the right direction, but now you need to renounce your ties with evil groups like Focus on the Family, which in their words exist only to hurt LGBTQ families. In other words, when Chick-fil-A publicly says, we are so sorry we ever held biblical values, we are so sorry we are Christian, we feel terrible about our outmoded, outdated, primitive, bigoted views. When they say that, maybe if they prove themselves over time, they'll be accepted. And bottom line is, Chick-fil-A does not discriminate against anyone. Chick-fil-A does not have discriminatory hiring practice. They don't have a history of gay employees saying we weren't treated properly, or gay customers not being served, or when they're doing a food outreach, a community, not serving gay people. No, zero. Again, it is a tactic of the radical left to smear those they disagree with, call them bigots, homophobes, transphobes, haters, Nazis, whatever. And it's just their tactic. And hopefully it's not too late for Chick-fil-A to turn around and say, we made a terrible miscalculation. Of course we're going to support Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Of course we're going to support Salvation Army. But we're really focusing on these other areas in the years ahead. Then I believe people would forgive them and keep moving forward. But otherwise, they have now stood with the wrong people. Well, why on earth would you alienate your massive faithful base that's made you the third largest company of your kind in America, despite being closed on Sundays? Why would you alienate those who, when gay activists called for a boycott, Mike Huckabee called for a boycott, and the stores were packed, people lining up.
I was part of it.
Yeah, why? I remember being with family saying, isn't this the coolest thing, you know, to be part of this? Why alienate those people to please the ones you're never going to please? It's a terrible leadership mistake.
I totally agree with you. Now, I think part of it is that they want to expand into other countries. They've had some problems, for example, in England, something like that.
Yeah, they do want to expand, and that is part of what the CEO, COO said in an article, an interview in Biz Now. That's when the news really exploded on Monday. And, yeah, they've made that plain, but the question is...
Monday, November 17th or 18th. Yeah, 18th.
Yeah. So the question is this about making money, or is this about having convictions? Is this about making money, or is this about standing up against bullying and intimidation? And if you just want to look at it from a spiritual viewpoint, supposedly they lose billions by being closed on Sundays, but that's a quality choice that they've made. And I would say to the contrary, they've been blessed by God, and they've increased and continue to grow and continue to be the favorite place, the best customer service and all these other things. And you know, I don't eat fast food, but over the years being in, you know, when I did being a Chick-fil-A, I was always amazed at how nice they were and the atmosphere there. And they genuinely seemed to want to serve you, and the managers were making sure you got everything. And I thought, what a nice place to go. It just had such a Christian ethic about it. I believe God's blessed them for holding to Christian values and convictions. And look, the left is not stepping back from supporting radical gay activism. The left is not stepping back from supporting, you know, the big companies are supporting redefining marriage. When that was going for vote, they're standing behind transgender athletes, a 15-year-old guy competing with a 15-year-old girl. They're pushing for every type of radical thing. They'll gladly stand with drag queens reading to toddlers in libraries. Oh, isn't this a great thing? They'll gladly do that unashamedly. Now, here you have a Christian company giving to Christian organizations, and FCA, by the way, does a lot of good humanitarian work, Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and there's nothing remotely anti-gay about them. They just hold to Christian values according to the Bible. So for Chick-fil-A to say, well, we have to go with the prevailing culture is the exact opposite of who they've always been.
Yeah. No, this is really sad. And what's interesting, too, about this is, you know, for so long we kept hearing tolerance, 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 you know, live and let live. Well, there's no live and let live. There's no real tolerance being shown, you know, in this whole debate.
Yeah. In point of fact, I wrote a follow-up article that just came out today saying that Chick-fil-A has learned that there's no appeasement of LGBTQ activists. And I point out that years ago, because, you know, you've been involved in this for many years, we heard you have to be tolerant and accepting. Well, already over a decade ago, Dorothy Riddle put out her Riddle Homophobia Scale to test, quote, homophobic attitudes in schools, you know, so colleges and high schools, now middle schools. And the first two values, you know, okay, I can understand repulsion. If someone is, you know, repulsed by homosexuality, you could call them homophobic. But then you skip down. Values 3 and 4 that are considered homophobic are tolerance and acceptance. Hey, if I tolerate this, it means that I'm making a judgment that it's wrong. If I accept this, it means there's something wrong with it. I have to accept it. So those for a decade now have been considered homophobic. So the days of just have to be tolerant, those are long gone. You must celebrate. You must nurture. You must admire. That's what you must do to prove you're not homophobic.
Well, okay, I'll take my Bible and I'll take a razor blade and I'll cut out Genesis 19, what God did to Sodom and Gomorrah, because there weren't even 10 righteous people in that city, and we even have the word sodomy from that. And it's still there in my Bible, so is 1 Corinthians 6, and such were some of you, but God changed them and washed them. And there are former homosexuals out there today in America who are so grateful for the salvation Jesus Christ has given them. Your thoughts?
Yeah, by the thousands, they're there. We also have to cut out Genesis 1 that says God made male and female and that he called us to reproduce and multiply. In Genesis 2, where the fit helper and companion for Adam is a woman. So a man and woman uniquely designed. We have to cut out all of Romans 1, and we have to cut out Jesus' teaching about the meaning of marriage and one man, one woman united together for life. And basically, we have to bow down to the system of this age. Jesus said, if you save your life, you lose it. And this is what Chick-fil-A has done. They said, look, we want to have a better reputation. We want to be able to expand. We want to make more money. It's one thing if they said, look, we have a feeding program, or we have developed a cure for cancer, and the only way we can get this all around the world to help dying people is if we stop giving to these Christian organizations because there's too much controversy. But look, can you understand at least we're going to save the world? Oh, okay. I can understand that maybe, but this is just about making money by opening more franchises. And if they actually think this is going to change public perception, the only thing it changed is made them look bad in the eyes of the people who like them.
Yeah, and the people who supported them. And I mean, Mike Huckabee even sent out a message saying, you know, I'm not going to be enthusiastic about Chick-fil-A, you know, unless they change this thing. Hey, how about a quick comment about the Sunday point? You were saying how they have lost through the years billions of dollars because they weren't open on Sunday, and yet at the end of the day, they are so blessed and they continue to grow despite being closed on Sunday. Maybe it's because they're closed on Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. Again, God knows. And even if they lost money by holding to their convictions, so what? You know, people lose their lives for holding to their convictions. We're not always promised an easy, blessed, happy way when we follow our convictions. But from everything I've seen, their growth has been so exceptional. You know, my assistant that travels with me on some of my trips, we always laugh about it because the moment you see a Chick-fil-A opening at an airport, you have these massive lines on it. Everybody else has these small lines. They have massive lines.
That's
and then
true.
Their massive lines move so fast because of the great customer service. And you think they just seem to be blessed. And I want them to do the right thing. I encourage Christians, don't scream and get angry at them. Write, get online, shoot a note to their website. Go to your local Chick-fil-A and hand a polite letter to the manager and just say, we love you, we want to support you, but we feel you've betrayed us. Please reverse your decision. And hopefully they will.
Mm, good. Where is Mr. Cathy in all this, the son of the founder?
You know, I do not know. I've not heard anything from him. I've just heard from Timothy Bosopoulos, something like that, that did the BizNow interview, and whatever damage control statements they've issued, you know, oh, look, we'll give to faith or faith-based or non-faith-based organizations. No one is being excluded. But again, the obvious Salvation Army saying, yeah, well, you already excluded us, you know.
Yeah.
You're now saying, you know, you want to focus on the very areas we focus on, but strangely, you're not giving us a dime anymore. Now, we can read between the lines.
You know, it's a terrible day when the Salvation Army gets labeled essentially as haters. And that's what they've done. Corporate America, I think, you know, as we continue and as the America goes downhill, corporate America is in many ways part of the problem and not part of the solution.
Yeah, corporate America has sold out overwhelmingly to gay activism. I remember when God first laid it on my heart to begin to stand against the activism in 2004. That to my shock in the city of Charlotte, we had just moved right outside of Charlotte. To my shock, the two biggest companies in the city, which were the two biggest banks in America, were falling over each other to prove who was more pro-gay.
Yeah.
I thought, what in the world? The Charlotte Observer was advertising at the major gay event how gay-friendly they were and how many stories they had. And hotels.com had ads boasting, you know, we've got all these hotels and not one of them is closed to gay. You know, just I thought everybody is catering to this tiny percentage of the society saying, look at us, we are more radically pro-gay than the next guy. And that was part of when I realized, barring divine intervention, we've lost a total generation already. You know, we've lost a generation and it's going to take a massive awakening to turn the tide.
Wow. Dr. Michael Brown, thanks so much for being with us. AskDrBrown.org for more information. Thank you, sir. God bless.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.